everybody. Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen, and today is April 24th. Today, we're going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me book. We're going to continue in Mosiah chapter 2. So let's start out in verse 21, which says, I say unto you that if ye should serve him who created you from the beginning and is preserving you from day to day by lending you breath, that you may live and move and do according to your own will, and even supporting you from one moment to another, I say, if ye should serve him with all your whole souls, yet ye would be unprofitable servants. I love this verse, and I don't think that we should look at this verse and think that Heavenly Father's like, ugh, you can't do enough for me, or oh, you're unprofitable, ugh. Anything you try to do is not helpful for me. That's not what it's saying here. This verse reminds me of when I got my mission call. I got my mission call in August, and I didn't leave till December. And so I had a lot of time to sit and think about a mission. I had a lot of time to sit and think about how I would serve. And I remember specifically thinking that I was going to go out there and I was going to be the best missionary and I was going to do such an amazing job because I was going to pay my Heavenly Father back for everything that he had given me and everything that he had blessed me with. That was my thought for those several months that I was sitting there waiting to go on a mission. And even probably the first few months of my mission, I probably thought that way. But I remember so specifically in my last area, in my last couple of weeks, my companion was sick. And so I was at home in my apartment and I was writing in my journal. And in that journal, I remember saying what my intent was, that I was going to pay my Heavenly Father back for everything that he had done. And I remember writing, I am far more in debt now than I have ever been. And that's because as we serve God, as we put forth our efforts to show love and to serve and to build and to bless, when we do that, we find that God's blessings are poured out on us. And that doesn't just go for a mission in any capacity in which we serve, whether it's our ministering, whether it's our callings, anything that we do, our Father in heaven will look at our efforts and he will pour out blessings in some way or another. And what's fascinating is that when we serve in any capacity, we only serve because of the strength that he has already given us. In 1985, Harmon Rector Jr. gave a talk called The Gospel, and in that he said, "The works which we do of ourselves are not sufficient to exalt us. In the words of King Benjamin, I say, if ye should serve him with all your whole souls, yet ye would be unprofitable servants. It seems you and I can do little of ourselves, but through Christ we can do all things. Therefore, when we do well, we are receiving credit for his works. In the words of Nephi, we are relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save." So I love this doctrine. I love this thought here that anything that we do, any way that we serve, first of all, we are only doing and serving with the strength that we have already received from Christ. And then second, we will be so outblessed by our Father in heaven because of our efforts. It never ceases to amaze me how Heavenly Father can see my efforts and see how small they are, see how little they are, and yet he can bless me in such abundance, even though my efforts don't match the blessing that he's ready to pour out. It is absolutely incredible, and it makes sense why King Benjamin says, you know what, bless your hearts, you can do everything that you want to do, you can serve, you can go full force for your entire lives, and you're still in debt, guys. You're still in debt because that power to do came first from Christ, and your Father in heaven has poured out consistent blessings because of that service. I have absolutely found that doctrine to be true in my life. And then continuing on in verse 22, it says, "And behold, all that he requires of you is to keep his commandments. And he has promised you that if you would keep his commandments, ye should prosper in the land. And he never doth vary from that which he hath said. Therefore, if ye do keep his commandments, he doth bless you and prosper you." Earlier in this chapter, King Benjamin teaches us that when we serve our fellow man, we are only serving our God. And so one way to show our Father in heaven our love for him is to serve his children. And the other way is taught here. We love God by keeping his commandments. In fact, I have this verse cross-referenced to John chapter 14, verse 15, which says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Never has a scripture or a gospel principle made more sense to me since I had kids than that one. It's so fascinating because so often as parents, we often find ourselves saying, "No, don't do that. Don't touch that. Don't climb there," because we're trying to keep our kids safe, right? We understand the dangers that maybe our kids can't see. And it just occurred to me a few years ago that oftentimes I'll say, "No, don't do that. Don't touch that." And yet often my son will do it anyway. And at first, that was really annoying. I was like, "Oh man, this kid won't listen. He's so disobedient. He's disrespectful." No. That wasn't it. My kid wasn't disobeying because he was disrespectful or a disobedient kid. My kid was disobeying because he thought he knew better than I did. 99.9% of the time, that is what's happening. He thinks that he understands the outcome or the consequence better than I do. So when this scripture says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments," when we obey God, when we listen to him, when we avoid the things that he says to avoid, what we are really saying is, "Heavenly Father, because I know you, because of our relationship, I trust you. I trust that you know and understand things that I don't know and I don't understand. And because of that, because I know you love me and because I trust that love and trust that you know and understand things, I'm going to obey what you say because I know that you're not trying to ruin my life. I know that you're not trying to just say no for fun. Every commandment that our Father in heaven gives us is to either protect us or to protect our agency." And so when we obey our Father in heaven, we are showing love because we are telling him that we trust him. It's so easy to think that we know better. But when we obey, we are putting God's wisdom and God's knowledge above our own wisdom and our own knowledge. We are telling him that we believe that he loves us, that he knows what's best for us, and that we are willing to trust that. Sometimes our Father in heaven asks for our obedience or asks us to do something because he wants to bless us. Think about the widow of Zarephath. Elijah was out in the wilderness. He was being fed by birds. There was a famine in the land, and yet he's told to leave his safe place. He's told to leave the birds that are feeding him and to go into the city and to find a certain widow. He finds her and he says, "Make me a cake." And she says, "You know what? I've got just enough flour and just enough oil to make one last cake for me and my son, and then we're going to eat it and we're going to die." And Elijah says, "Okay, that's great. Do everything that you say you're going to do, but make me a cake first. And then your oil and your flour will never run out." That would have been near impossible as a parent to know that, "Hey, I just have this little oil. I just have this little flour. I'm going to make this and give it to someone else and not my son." And to be truthful, it kind of sounds really selfish on Elijah's part, right? "Yeah, okay, I know you only have enough for one, but give it to me." But that's not the case. Our Father in heaven asked something of that widow of Zarephath, not so he could punish her, but so he could bless her. He knew that Elijah didn't need the food. Elijah had the food from the birds, but he knew that the widow needed his miracle. And my friends, obeying our Father in heaven means trusting that either he is protecting us from something, he understands something that we don't understand, or he is striving to bless us. When we obey, we are showing our love to our Father in heaven and showing that we trust him and his knowledge more than we trust our own. My friends, I testify that our Father in heaven and our Savior Jesus Christ live so that they can bless us in times of need. I only pray that my own obedience is on par to receive all the blessings that they desire to give. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.